have a need that God can touch, you believe he can touch it, would you just raise your hand to heaven? If there's people of faith around these people that have got their hands up, would you just maybe touch them on the shoulder or grab them by the hand and just pray with them right now, what just be appropriate. But we're going to ask God for miracles, signs, and wonders to be poured out in this service. Amen. I believe it. I know he can do it. And I know he's here to answer prayers. So let's all go to the Lord in prayer. Would you mind with me for just a moment, though? Pray out loud while we pray together. Lord Jesus, I ask you, God, that you will touch every single situation, oh God, that's represented here, all of the different needs that are going through our prayer chains and through our member care, God. We ask you to touch every single situation that's present here also, Lord, that have hands raised, God. They're believing you, Lord. They're believing that you can do it, Lord. We give you all the glory. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would touch every situation, every family situation, every financial situation, every personal situation, whatever's going on, everybody that needs healed, Lord God. We ask you to pour out your blessings upon your children today, God. We give you all the glory and honor, God. We give you all the praise, God. We thank you for what you're doing here today. Lord, we trust you, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the praise, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Would you worship with us for just a few moments? Amen.
Yes, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we? Just wanna be with you. Oh, just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. We just wanna be with you. Oh, we just wanna be with you. Bless the world. So let's start right now. Why would we wait? We can praise you now. In victory, King of glory, come and fill this place. Just wanna be. Hallelujah, till you come again. And we'll
God, we believe for it from the inside. Jesus, so I'm not done praising. Praise the Lord, church. Such a powerful presence of the Holy Ghost in this place. I just, if you're a guest of ours, I know Brother Jerry welcomed you, but I just want to welcome you here today to Calvary Gospel Church. Thank you so very much for coming out and visiting with us. It's just an honor to have you here. Also, it's great to have Brother Andy back from sunny Arizona. I just want to let you know, Brother Andy, you missed one of the most mild winters I think we've ever had. But welcome back. So great to have you back. Also, just congratulations to Brother Kenley Rivest. Their basketball team is going to state finals. So excited for them. And also Caleb and Jackie Wells moved into a new home yesterday. And Carl and Cecily got a place to live, place to stay. And just continue to pray for these couples as they make these transitions in life. And it's so great to have Sister Terry Spears here with us today. I think it was 2020 was the last time you were here ministering to us. And we would just like for you to come up here today and preach to us an anointed minister, preacher. We love Sister Terry Spears, and we've just had a great time of fellowship the last few days. God bless you, Sister Terry.
Well, it's good to be back in Madison, even if y'all don't have snow for me. For those of you that haven't hung around with me very much, you probably don't know how much I love to come in here when it's covered up in snow. But it's still good to be here. It's always great to get with a bunch of people that love Jesus, have one goal in mind, and that is to lift him up a little bit higher today. If we can get him in his proper position, everything else works out for us. And I'm so, so very grateful for that. You may be seated. I have come here today having lost my 46-year partner and my soulmate a year and 3 months ago. He loved this church, and he loved your pastor. And it was always a great time for us to be with them and for us to be here. But I don't come here alone. I have a friend who's been with me longer than Steve was, and he's going to be with me until the very end. And for that, I am very grateful. So I don't walk life alone. I'm walking it with him, and me and Jesus going to make this through, okay? I thank you for your concerns and prayers, but God's got this, and he's got me. My sermon title today is actually from a book. It is the story of a Navy commander whose jet was shot down over North Vietnam in 1965. He was captured by the enemy. He was held in various brutal POW camps for more than 7 years. The story describes Commander Jeremiah Denton's years as a prisoner of war. He faced starvation, unimaginable torture, terrible living conditions by his North Vietnamese captors. They were doing their best, or really their worst, to keep him from communicating to the other prisoners that was under his command that were in the same camp. They didn't want him to be able to keep their spirits up or to keep hope alive among the troops. But Commander Denton developed a tapping system with his fingers on a wall in his cell. And his taps would spell out words that would keep the troops from giving up. Hold on. Help is coming. The United States has not forgotten us. we are going to be taken out of here and rescued. He was especially notable for his leadership during the Hanoi March in July of 66, when he and 50 prisoners were paraded through the streets of Hanoi, and they were beaten by the North Vietnamese, and he never wavered in his commitment to his beloved country, the United States of America. The war finally ended. The troops were rescued. And later in his life, he wrote a book, which is my sermon title for today, When Hell Was in Session. Heavenly Father, I ask that you come down into this place today, that the angels of God minister to your people, that your spirit would hover ever near. I come against any fear, any doubt, any unbelief, anything that would take or distract us from what you want to do in this place today. And God, I release faith into this building today. I release hope into your people, and I release whatever it is that you want to do in individual hearts today. We invite you in Jesus' name. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. What these brave men endured was unspeakable hell. Hell was definitely in session for them. But more outstanding was the way that they endured what they endured. I read a quote from the book that was written by Commander Denton, and here's what he said. After we were rescued, and once we were in the air on our way out, I was told that I was invited to make a statement upon our arrival back in the United States. I pulled out paper and I scratched a few words and I tried to memorize them as I flew along. I said, "We are honored." And then I thought about the 50,000 American fighting men who had given their lives in this cause. So then I continued, "We are honored to have had the opportunity." And then I heard a thump as the wheels of the jet were lowered. My men began to stir. We had covered the distance between captivity and freedom very quickly. So I ended my statement. We are honored to have had the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. My friend, we sit here today and we are honored to have the opportunity to serve our Savior in a day and age that is difficult circumstances. I am honored to be chosen. What a hero he was, and what heroes we will be. We have been battered, we have been beaten. Life has not always been fair. I just told you I recently buried my husband, and I have been walking through grief, as some of my friends here have been also. You sit here today with your own stories of extremely tough times. And I'm not alone in my suffering, and you're not alone in yours, because it is taking place all over our world. In today's society, we as conservative Christians have been paraded and mocked because our beliefs as Christians, our moral standards as Christians, they're no longer a popular acceptance in our culture. Now it's not popular to be what we are. It's no longer acceptable in our climate. And in the atmosphere that's surrounding this nation, we are becoming a minority when it comes to our voices that are being heard, because liberalism and even socialism seem to be taking over every aspect in our nation. COVID brought us to our knees. We all lost friends, families. And today we stand with the threat of war looming in our world as it hasn't in many years. hurricanes, wildfires, earthquakes. A few months back on the news, it was talking about it was snowing in Los Angeles. I'm like, really? There are rising prices on everything. It seems to be we are so battered in our minds and our emotions until every morning you wake up and you just have this unsettled feeling and you don't even know why. Sadness and fear is what we wade through. It's as though we have become POWs in a war we never saw coming, and we don't know what the end will be. We're being held captive by thoughts, by negative things, by crisis that we never dreamed would transpire in our lifetimes. Hell seems to be in session. It seems as if Satan somehow got an upper hand somewhere, and he's enjoying seeing all of us being overwhelmed and beaten down. But I have come today on a mission because I have good news. I have read the back of this book, and I know who's going to win, and it's going to be us, and it's not going to be a jetliner just coming to Vietnam to pick up a scraggly bunch of soldiers. But honey, it's going to be Jesus Christ himself with a shout and a voice and a trumpet, and we are going to rise as a bride without spot and wrinkle, and we will meet him in the air. There is coming a day when this will no longer be happening for us. It's going to be better than POWs getting rescued from Vietnam. We're going to be leaving behind all the hell, all the troubles, all the tears, all the trials, and we are headed to a city whose builder and maker is God himself. Hell may be in session today, but there's coming a day when heaven is going to be in my view, and I will meet all of you there. You know, when I was a teenager, for some unknown reason, especially when I look back on it, it's so bizarre, I became interested in boxing. Really? No idea why. The only thing I can remember is there was so much hype. You got to know this is like mid-70s. Yeah, so now you can figure out how old I am. It was in the mid-70s, and there was this huge hype because George Foreman was going against Muhammad Ali. Yeah, see, some of y'all remembering that. And I got swept up in the circus. And I remember laying in my bed, listening to the radio as the announcers' voices would, I mean, almost reach this screaming pitch of rhetoric, you know? And it was like you were just witnessing because of all their vivid descriptions of the great fight between Foreman and Ali. They say that boxing is as much a mental game as it is a physical game. And when a fighter is pushed up against the ropes in a boxing ring by his opponent, he's in trouble. Hence, we get the figurative statement that says they're on the ropes, which means that you're near defeat or you're in poor condition. Church, hell thinks the church is on the ropes. They think that they're going to pressure us enough. They're going to hit us enough. They're going to give us bad news enough time. They're going to have disasters happen enough. There is going to be so much death and destruction over and over until we finally say we give up. We may be on the mat in the ring at times, and we may even be clinging to a rope at times. But my friend, they can count all they want to, because I'm getting back up. I'm coming out of this mess. I will not be defeated. I will not be taken down by hell. Heaven's on my side, and greater is he that is in me than anything that this world can have to offer. Later it gets on the timeline of our era, and the hotter the health feels, the more determined I am to stand. So I come today to Madison, tapping on your prison walls of fear, tapping on your walls of depression, tapping because you may have lost hope, and telling you, be strong, help is on the way. Be strong, God is with us. Be strong, He is for me. Be strong, I can do all things through Christ. We are made to be victorious. I am not a victim of this world. I am a victor because He bled and died for me and wants to spend eternity with me, and that's my destination. Ephesians 6 and 13, we all know it. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything else, what do you do? Come on, what do you do? You stand. I grab the full armor of God every day and I stake my ground and I say, I resist you, Satan. I refuse to change my decision about living for God in victory. I don't care how much hell comes against me. I refuse to change my convictions on biblical principles because of what the world says is normal. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, so do not fear. Why? For I am with you. Do not be dismayed. Why? Because He is still God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. I can't be defeated. I can't be defeated. Heaven's for me. Hell's against me. I know that. You know that. But God is for me. Exodus 15 and 2. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. You know, no matter what opponent we face in life, whether it's a real person or whether it's a problem that we face, you need to head into battle with a winning mindset. I've read the back of the book. I know what's going to happen. I know who's going to win. Show your opponent that you're not going to back down. Destroy any doubt. Make a statement. Stand your ground and just keep inching forward until we hear that trumpet sound. You know what? You never lose until you actually give up. It's not about how hard you get hit in this ring of life. It's about when you get hit that you get up and you keep moving. Muhammad Ali said in an interview before a big fight, I hated every minute of training. But I would say to myself, don't quit. Suffer now. Live the rest of your life as a champion. We may be suffering great losses in personal lives and even freedoms in our great nation, but we can't quit. We're going to come out as champions. I'm going to be victorious. And on that day, honey, sin and death will be destroyed forever. And tears are no longer going to be shed. And trials and tribulations are going to be a thing of the past. And I am going to wake up in His likeness, in His glory, and with all of my battles won in victory. Are you going to go with me? Wow. Until that day comes, though, you know what? I'm not into the majoring of the being rescued only. I can hear the tapping on the walls of my soul saying, We got to keep hope alive, troops. We've got to stay positive in the middle of all this myth. I'm standing my ground. I'm inching forward in big victory. I don't care how bad the battle is raging. I'm on the winning side. I'm not on the ropes just hanging on for dear life, waiting on the next punch to take me out. No, I'm swinging at the devil. All the negativity he throws. You know what? We're in boot camp. Military people been in boot camp before? Oh, yeah. It's not fun. But it's training you for a day when you're going to need what they taught you in boot camp. We're in boot camp. We are training for an eternal kingdom where we are going to rule and reign with him forever. I am in training because the word says flesh cannot enter heaven. Sin cannot enter there. So I've got to be trained to be a soldier in the army of God and have his character and his being and walk and speak like he does. That's why I'm in boot camp. And there are still a lot of victories to be won. You know what? There are still a lot of people in Madison to be brought into the kingdom of God. There are still empty pews in this building today that need to be filled with your friends and your neighbors. It's not all about being rescued and getting out of here. Part of it is putting on the armor of God and getting up in the morning and telling the devil, you're going to have a bad day because I just got out of my bed. You know what? The blind need to see. The lame need to walk again. The weary need to be revived. I'm still in the fight and I will win. This battle's not over. And victory is not only mine when the trumpet sounds, but victory is mine when I walk out these doors today because God is with me. Yeah, we should be intense. We need to be obsessed with victory. We are not normal. Tell your neighbor, sorry, you are not normal. Get over it. Come on, we weren't sent in the world to be normal. We were sent into the world to change the world. World changers are never normal. I still have hope. I say yes when everybody else says no. I speak positive when everything else around me is immersed in the negative. I rise when everybody else is beaten down and given up. I do what others will not. Why? I'm headed to a city where the Lamb is the light. And whatever it takes, whatever the battle cost me, however tough the POW camp may get, I will not lose hope. I will not quit fighting. I will not quit saying, He is my God and He will bring me through. I will not say I am defeated. I will not give the devil that pleasure. And when I reach that pearly gates, I'm going to say, as Commander Denton said when he arrived safely in America from Vietnam, I am honored to have had the opportunity to serve my God under difficult circumstances. Do you know you were called and chosen to live in 2024? So many times we reflect back and we hear people talk about the good old days and, you know, heroes of the faith. And, you know, my dad's always in that mix and all the big heroes of the past in our lives that we listen to on YouTube. and that we draw strength from. And we're like, wow, if I could have just been with them. No. Do you not think God knew when you were going to be? He has handpicked you. Watch yourself. Come on. Come on. He handpicked you to live through the hell we're living through. Why? Because he knew he could count on you. He knew that you were going to stand for what's right when a world is crumbling around you. Quit talking about the fact that the world is falling apart. No, it's falling perfectly together in the plan of God. He's got this. This is the day when everyone in biblical times looked forward to. You get to live in it. Yeah, it'd been cool to walk with Jesus. Oh, yeah, just think. Watch him turn water into wine and all the cool things he did. But you know what? He picked for you. He chose you to walk through the last days of hell that we're going to endure because he knew you had what it takes. God's counting on us. He's wanting us to keep our spirits up. That's why I came to Madison today to tell you, keep the hope alive. Keep evangelism burning. Keep working at your church. Keep being involved in your small groups. Keep winning people to God. Come on, hell may be in session, but God is still on the throne. Whew. The word of God is ever amazing to me. This is what makes it worth all of it. This is what you need when the chips are down. The Word of God reaches back in history in the Old Testament. It speaks to the church in the New Testament. It tells us of our future in Revelation. But all at the same time, it is speaking to me today in my present circumstances. My past is pardoned. My present is protected. And my future is prepared. Scriptures say it like this. 1 Corinthians 1, 8 through 9. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Must be a different version. Listen to me, okay? For we are so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Anybody woke up on a day and just wished it didn't happen that day? Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God, who still raises the dead. We may ignore it, but we cannot evade the presence of God. The world is crowded with God. He walks everywhere. His presence is where our strength comes from. We can no longer rely on ourselves, our own abilities, our own intellect. We are at a time in history where we better be relying on him. Everything we do, we think we are, it has to come from him so that we will finish this race well and we will take our city to heaven with us. Zephaniah. I love this scripture. Chapter 3 and verse 17. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he calms all your fears. And I love this. He rejoices over you with singing. Can you just get in your head today? God's sitting around singing because he's so happy about you? See, we get this skewed picture of us. Here we are, just these little struggling little ants down here waiting on something to crush us. And God is hanging out, singing because he's so happy you're alive. It's such an incredible concept. He has faith in us. We're not alone in our fight for survival. I'm surrounded by a host of angelic beings that are on my side. You are a winner. You are victorious. And I know that you all know that. I don't think anybody in this building today is doubting that God's going to ultimately see us through. But what happens is we wonder how painful the process is going to be. You know, here's what Abraham Lincoln said about it. He said, "Sir, my concern is not whether or not God is on my side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for he is always right." We undoubtedly don't like the places that we found ourselves in the last few years, and I don't have the answers for it. But I do have a surety that God is for me, he is with me, and he is always right. Martin Luther King Jr. made a very appropriate statement that connects so perfectly with the day he made it and with today when he said, "But I know somehow that only when it's dark enough can you see the stars." Yeah, I want to be out on here on the first train. I want the trumpet to sound. Yeah, I'm weary. Sad, I'm heartbroken. Bloody, I'm bleeding at times. I hurt just like you do. But I also know that now is the perfect time for the people of God to rise up and be the stars and be the light in the midst of all the darkness of our age. Only when it's dark enough can you see the stars. Many of life's failures, I think, are people who just didn't realize how close they were to winning before they gave up. Keep swinging. Keep getting up when you're knocked down. I may be knocked down, but my friend, I'm not knocked out. I'm going to keep telling people about Jesus. I'm going to keep praying for my miracle. I'm going to keep interceding for my nation. It's not time to slack off. It's not time to quit. I'm determined to see victory. Napoleon took his men one time when they were facing an impossible battle, and he stood them all around him, and this is what he told them. "Courage isn't having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have the strength." When I am weak, he's strong. When I'm downhearted, he's the lifter of my head. Come on, that's all of us. We made it to church this morning. You may be battered. You may be weary. You may only have walked in here with a mustard seed size faith. Your courage may have even started waning. But we keep going when all courage seems gone. Because when I am weak, he is strong. When I am weary, he gives me strength. When I'm knocked down, he lifts me up. Don't ever pray your fears. Pray your faith. I know God's able to do exceedingly and abundantly. We may encounter deaths and setbacks and defeats, but I will not be defeated or permanently set back. I am determined more than ever to take my sword to the field and win somebody else to him. He is my source. He is my joy. He is my strength. So when I'm broke, depressed, weak, depleted, he's all I need. When my spouse dies, he's all I need. Cecily, when my house burns down, he's all I need. When my friends desert me, he's all I need. When the divorce is final, he's still all I need. When I've gotten that bad health report, he's still all that I need. He is all that I need. And he's here. And we are here. Let me give y'all a real good revelation right now. Y'all ready? Enjoyment isn't a calling. He never said this was going to be easy. You didn't sign up in this war thinking it was going to be easy. He didn't do this for my comfort. He's doing this for my character building. You know, the difference between God, what God gave you to enjoy and what God gave you to do, there's a big difference. And don't spend the rest of your life wondering if there's one more thing that I'm going to lose. Spend the rest of your life wondering, what other victories am I going to see? What other battles am I going to win? What other enemies am I going to overcome? God provides the circumstances that we need to enable us to become more like him and to serve our purpose. You were shaped for serving God. You and I were not placed here on earth to simply exist in the middle of hell. We were placed here to make a significant addition to his kingdom, to make a difference. And I've come to tell you, hell can't stop you. Divorce can't defeat you. Loss cannot completely destroy you. Paul put it this way: we are simply God's servants. Each one of us does the work which the Lord gave him to do. You were made for a mission. Jesus said, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. That was his mission. That was his main thing. What's your main thing? What's your burning desire deep in your soul regarding the kingdom of God that you want to accomplish? I pray for him to lead us according to truth and according to our individual purposes, and he's going to protect us according to his promises. When one door opens, when one door closes, another one's going to open. But often our problem is we stand in the hallway so long looking at that closed door that we don't see the one that opens. There's a lot of days I wake up in life and I feel that I'm out of my weight class in this boxing ring of life. I'm a featherweight going against a heavyweight. On some days I feel like I shouldn't even be in the ring at all. But then I can say, Lord, I thank you for Job's example. In times of suffering, can I hold on to the promise of your intimate friendship and ever-ending blessings on my life? Don't despise where we're living. Don't complain about it endlessly. God has a victorious plan, and he has chose me to be able to walk it out. Pain makes me stronger. Fear makes me braver. Heartbreak makes me wiser. Keep walking. Keep your boxing gloves on. Get yourself up off the mat. I don't care what number they're counting to. It's time for the church to stand and stand like it never has before in the middle of the hell that we have been put in. God chose me for such a time as this. I close with this scripture. 2 Timothy 4:17. But the Lord stood. I'm going to tell you, I'm just. The Lord stood with me. There we go. And he strengthened me. I can't ask for any more. I got God standing by me, promising me his strength. It don't matter if hell's in session. I'm going to survive the onslaught. I'm going to be victorious. And if you'll put that last statement up on the screen that I asked for, I want us to stand as a congregation. We're going to survive. We're going to win. I'm going to be victorious. My friends are coming into church. My family's going to be saved. And I want us to stand and say this with true conviction of heart today, with truly believing what we're about to say, because it is an honor. I am a child of the King. That's an honor. I am a daughter in an army of God that is destined for victory. What a thing to be living in the middle of. So I want us all, from the bottom of your heart, come on, I don't want any mamby-pamby little just mutterings of this statement. I want it to come out of you like you really believe it, like you have it with conviction in your heart. Can we say it together? We are honored, come on, that we have the opportunity to serve our God under difficult circumstances. Come on, say it loud. We are honored that we have the opportunity to serve our God under difficult circumstances. Hell, I put you on notice today. Madison's got its boxing gloves on. And we have already declared that we have the victory. We are winners with you. Whew. Satan, you're the one on the mat today. I decree and declare that the enemy has been defeated. I have read it. I know that it's already done and settled in history. And I release victory over this church, over every individual in this place. Devil, you have come against these people long enough. Hell has been in session in Madison and at Calvary Gospel long enough. It is time for the presence of God to usher into this place and to lift the load and to let us know that we are on. To have the opportunity to serve you. Come on, grab your neighbor by the hand. I want you to hold it up high and give a shout of praise, because hell may be in session, but honey, we are coming out in victory. I'm honored. I'm honored. He has called me. He has chosen me. He has faith in me. Woo. Come on, if you feel like you need somebody to help you off the ropes today, just get on down here. If you feel like you need help getting back into the ring, get on down here. If you feel like hell is hot on your wheels and about to overtake you, join us at the front today. If you need a miracle in your life, if you need a healing in your life, I ask that you come forward today and the ministers will pray for you. If you have never received the gift of the Holy Ghost, if you have never had God move inside of you and fill you with His Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, please, I invite you to come. The gift is free. Ministers, whoever you are, if you'll start praying with the people. And one more time, I want us to say this as loud as we can, and then they're going to sing and we're going to have a time of prayer. Come on, let's do it together. We are honored that we have had the opportunity to serve our God under difficult circumstances. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet, shout.
for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns.
Come on.
Worship is the way.
Praise Him for the victory.
This is the way that we fight.
Come on. Praise. I'm tapping on the wall of your soul today.
Lift up your voice.
It's time to be released
joy.
From darkness.
Clap your
it's
hands,
time
make a joyful
for the oppression
call.
To lift up
blow
on this place.
Blow the trumpet and shout.
Praise
Him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory.
Lift up your voice.
Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. Praise Him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord.
His love forever.
Praise Him for my victory. The weapon. worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory. Say, I just can't stop praising.
Praising His name, I just
can't stop.
So very much, Sister Terry Spears, for preaching a very encouraging word, very prophetic, encouraging word. I'm reminded of, she's talking about boxing. Remember years ago, I kind of worked on a sermon, knocked down but not knocked out. I remember reading about a boxer named Big John Sullivan in the early days of boxing, when they would go 10, 12, 15, 20, 25 rounds. They went till you were knocked out. And I remember reading an interview of him and saying the key to winning the match is staying in the ring one punch longer. than your opponent. That's how you win it. And unfortunately for us, life isn't 10 rounds, 2 minutes apiece or 3 minutes apiece. Life can be multiple rounds, and it can get long. It can get rough. It can get tough. But I am so thankful. Oh, yes, church. We're going to win this thing. We are winning this thing. That's why the enemy is so panicking all over the world, because his days are numbered, and he knows that. God bless you, Sister Spears. Thank you so very much. We love and appreciate you so very much. Thank you for worshiping with us today. God bless you. Remember that statement that Sister Spears gave to us. I'm thankful for the opportunity. We don't always look like it as an opportunity, do we? Opportunity knocks. To serve God through adverse times. God bless you. Thank you to our music team today, Sister Sarah. All of you, God bless you so very much. Have a very blessed week. Remember, we have our men's service tonight. And a number of different activities going on here. Spanish service will be starting up here, and they'll be coming in here in about 7-8 minutes. So God bless you. Have a very wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon.